Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us here tonight on Fire to Inspire. I don't take it lightly because so many times we wear so many hats, we're doing so many things, but you took the time to stop by and listen, and I am grateful. So I do not take that lightly. Thank you so much for joining us. I tell you, we have a powerful, powerful show ahead of us. It is, I'm telling you, Miss On Fire to Inspire is inspired and on fire already. So this lady is on fire, and we're going to bring her on in just a second. But I'm telling you, the topic tonight is don't carry your gifts to the grave. And I want to thank our main sponsors, Evangelist Townsend, who's the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch is not just music, it's a sound. Unique Expression by Design, Ross Hair and Beauty Bar, KJ Handyman, Gems, Inc., Growth Empowered Mentoring and Support, The Supported Incorporated, as well as FocusForYouLive.com with Ms. Rita S. Thomas. So we'll hear more about our sponsors a little bit later in the show. But we want to welcome Ms. Cheryl Pelote Williamson to On Fire to Inspire. Welcome, 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 powerful woman of God. How are you?
I am doing absolutely fantastic, and I am so excited to be here with you this evening. I have been filled with anticipation for months, waiting on the opportunity to be on your platform. And I don't take that lightly. I am humble, and I am appreciative of this opportunity.
Well, I thank God for you being able to put time in your schedule to join us, because I know you have conferences, you have all kinds of things that you are doing. But thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight. So I don't take that lightly as well. So tell our listeners, who is Mrs. Cheryl Pelote Williamson? Tell us who you are.
Absolutely. Cheryl Pelote Williamson is a woman that loves God more than I love anybody or anything else in this world. I'm a woman that believes in who God says I am, and I totally believe in every promise that God has set out for me in my life. I'm a daughter of the King and a true believer in everything that he says, and a disciple for Jesus Christ, who enjoys bringing other people to Christ so that they can take advantage of the fullness of his presence. That is who I am.
All right, all right. That is what I'm talking about. So I see that you are an author, and you are a best-selling Amazon author. You just did an anthology with some other authors. Tell us about your books.
My first book is actually Words from the Spirit for the Spirit, which mm-hmm. is dedicated to my mother-in-law that passed away from ovarian cancer only 38 days after diagnosis. And this leads into really our topic for tonight of not carrying your gifts to the grave. And that topic is dear and special to me specifically because I watched my mother-in-law. There were many things that she wanted to do in her life that she wasn't able to do. And she talked about those things on her deathbed. And that bothered me. It bothered me a lot. And it touched my heart in ways that awakened me in ways that I didn't even know I was dead, Aaliyah. I really didn't know that I was dead. I wasn't living out my gifts. And I decided that I didn't want to carry my gifts to the grave. So that book is one of the gifts that I did not want to carry to the grave. God placed that book in me, and it's so God how the book even came about. During the time that my mother-in-law was ill, God gave me certain things to put out on Facebook, different quotes to uplift myself, uplift other people. And I did that for a very long time, a very long time. And then one day the Holy Spirit said to me, Cheryl, I want you to take everything that I've poured out to you the past 18 months, and I want you to put it in a book. And I will tell you, that is where words from the Spirit, for the Spirit, came from. It was all the quotes that the Holy Spirit had placed in my heart over an 18-month period of time. That's where that book came from. And that was one of the many gifts that, had that not been awakened, I would have taken to my grave.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So you were a walking dead. You were just existing, and you didn't even know that.
Aaliyah, I was just existing. I was just status quo. I was out doing whatever, whenever, just waiting for the next thing to happen. And when I say waiting for the next thing to happen, I mean the next trip. My husband is in corporate America, so I did a lot of traveling, and I enjoyed that. But I knew it had to be more to life than just that, because that's what I was doing, just existing, waiting on the next trip, existing, waiting on the next shopping excursion, existing, waiting on the next move, just putting things aside as if I had all this time, basically taking life as if it were a joke, to be quite honest. Because when we don't take advantage of the time that we have here and we constantly say, oh, I'll do that tomorrow, how do we even know that there is a tomorrow? We don't even have a next minute. So when God places something in our heart that we clearly know that He has for us, we need to be proactive and move forward in that moment, because that's all we have. And that's not what I was doing. I took the gifts for granted. In fact, I didn't even know what gifts I had. And I will tell you, until I totally surrendered and gave my life to Christ, that was when I realized what my gifts were. I allowed Him to pour into me and let Him show me what He had for me. And that's where the books came about. That's where the opportunities to mentor women came about. That's where the opportunities came about to serve others in the midst of storms or tragedies or what have you. God showed me that I have the gift of encouragement. That's one of my many gifts that He placed in me. And I certainly didn't want to carry that to the grave. So I pride myself in making sure every day that I fulfill what God has placed in me, because I don't want to carry the gift of encouragement to the grave. I often laugh at myself, because I told my mom one day, I said, ooh, when I get to heaven, I said, I want to arrive absolutely exhausted. She said, well, what does that mean exactly? And I said, I want to arrive having given everything. Everything that God has placed in me, every gift, the ability to write the words that He placed in my heart to touch millions, the ability to speak into women who are broken due to certain situations and circumstances, the ability to help business owners help their businesses flourish. I realized I had all these gifts and talents in me that God had already placed in me, but I didn't have the ability or even think that I could call out the greatness from within myself that God had already placed inside me. And so many of us walk around waiting on people to clap us on the back and say, good job, Cheryl. That's wonderful. Everything you have is that you need in order to fulfill your purpose and share your gift, God has already placed it inside of us. We don't need people's permission to be great. We don't need people's permission to share our gift. That's the gift from God. He's given us the ability and the know-how and the wherewithal to share our gift, share our talents. And if we are quiet, Aaliyah, He will show you what your gifts are.
Amen, amen. I agree wholeheartedly, he will. And sometimes we're just so doggone busy doing nothing, we can't hear him. And he's like, daughter, I'm talking to you. Son, I'm talking to you. But
yes,
you're too busy. And so I can definitely attest to that because I was too busy with my corporate job and then my volunteer efforts, and then I had my stuff I did at church. But so I was too busy. And so when I got laid off, I was able to finally hear him. He said, I've been talking to you all along, but you were too busy to listen.
Amen.
So
amen.
Definitely attest to that. Amen. Amen. So, Cheryl, what do you think is a reason why so many people are afraid to step out and walk in their gifts?
I think people are scared of what other people are going to say. That's the biggest thing. We're so concerned about how other people feel about us. And the only thing that we need to be concerned about is how God feels about us, how God sees us. And when you can identify yourself in Jesus Christ, what the world says really doesn't matter. And when you can walk in that kind of Holy Ghost boldness, you can achieve anything. So I want to encourage everybody on this call to look in the mirror at yourself tonight and see yourself the way that God sees you. See yourself as blessed. See yourself as valuable. See yourself as appreciated. See yourself as highly favored. See yourself as a child of the King. See yourself as an achiever. See yourself as a dream deliverer. It is time to birth the dreams and gifts that God has placed in our hearts and stop worrying about what people are going to say. People are going to talk about you regardless. Whether you fulfill your dreams and open your gifts or whether they close your coffin and your gifts are still within you. There are so many gifts that are in the graveyard. And I want to challenge everybody on the phone right now to look deep inside yourself and to determine what your gifts and your talents are. Because we have many, many, many gifts and many talents. And some of us, we don't explore any of them because we're so stuck on the island of fear that we don't step out in faith. And it's time for us to get off the island of fear and move on to the island of faith so that we can truly enjoy and explore all the many gifts that God has placed inside of us. Once we're on our deathbed, it's too late. The gift dies with you. So you don't want to be that person lying in your bed wondering, what if I wasn't in fear? What if I wasn't concerned about what everybody was going to think? The other thing that people, why people won't step out and live, I'll do it when the child is older. I'll do it when I'm married for 5 years. You got to step out. There is no optimal time to step out. Do it. Do it afraid. If you don't do it, you'll never know the success that you can have. And when you step out, you give others the ability to see what God has placed in you. And that's what we're supposed to do. Help other people see what God has for them through our gifts. That's a part of the gifts that God gives to us, the ability to share our gift with others. And when you share your gift, you'd be surprised of how that opens up other people's minds and hearts and spirits to let them see. If God did it for you, Aaliyah, he opened up your gifts and showed you what they are, it gives them the ability to see that they have gifts and talents too. All they have to do is step off that island of fear and on to the promised land of faith.
Amen. Ooh, I love that one. I just posted it in the Facebook chat for the event. Step off the island of fear to the island of faith. I love that. I love that. Because so many people are faith to overpower their fear, and fear and faith can't walk together. So you got to drop one of them and you drop that faith.
Amen.
Girl, you about to make me get up and run. Okay. Amen. So
when I talk about the Lord, I just can't control it. it's just something that wells up in me that I cannot control it. I don't want to control it. I don't want to squelch the Spirit of God because He's too good. He's given us too much. He's given us too much. And we cannot waste our gifts and our talents. We have to allow God to let it work. And we got to open up ourselves and be available to Him.
Mm-hmm. And what we got to realize also is our gifts are not for us. Our gifts are to bless other people. And so, like you said, you are an encourager. You have a strong gift of exhortation. That's who you are. You are an exhorter. And so many times, you know, you're fulfilled as you're doing it for others. And so others are fulfilled because you're doing it for them. So your gifts are making room for you with you just operating in what God has called you to be. You know, when I saw some of your posts, I was like, whoa, that is what I'm talking about. She's speaking my language. You know, when you get out of self and move into understanding what your assignment is, because, again, your gifts are bigger than you and your why is so much bigger than you. One of my buddies, Unstoppable Coach, say all the time, your why is so much bigger than you. You have to get out of the way and understand it. And one of the things I like that you say when you describe yourself, you say that I am a CEO, a Chief Encouraging Officer. I love that title as well. I love that title, Chief Encouraging Officer. You know, you see CEO, people are always thinking, you know, CEO of a company. And I love the fact that you said Chief Encouraging Officer because I'm telling you, that's a strong gift when you can walk in your gift and just be you because you don't have to try to be anybody else because we are all uniquely and wonderfully made. So I'm not trying to outshine you. You're not trying to outshine me. We're just being who we're called to be, and we're shining light on the earth, you know. So I'm just loving it. I'm just truly, truly loving the collaboration and the actual connection, divine connection that God has set here. So thank you so much for your obedience. So let's talk about your newest book that you just brought out. You have a book that you just brought out. What's the title of it?
I am actually a co-author in Shift On, and that is an anthology with Nikki Woods. It was 19 other co-authors, and it's our stories of trials and triumphs and things that we have overcome in order to make us who we are. And it was my absolute privilege. I'm humbled to be able to participate with such a wonderful group of co-authors on that anthology that have poured into my life in ways that only God orchestrated. Only God orchestrated that anthology. I'm very clear on that, and I'm thankful to the Lord for the opportunity. The topic of my chapter was actually learning to be still. And the reason that I wrote that chapter, Aaliyah, is because I really needed to learn to be still. I was going through a lot of transition in my life with my husband, with his job. We had moved 7 times. With my son, he is older, so we moved him in the middle of a school year. He went through a serious bullying incident, which could have cost him his life, and it was a very difficult situation. I enjoyed my life here in Texas, but we had to uproot and move to New Jersey, and I wasn't happy with God. I didn't want to hear about any gifts and talents or anything. I just wanted to know why he would take me from a place that I love so much to take me back to a place where I told him I would never return. And I want to say that again, that I told him that I would never return. And I realize in that statement now with maturity, who am I to tell God anything? So God took me to that place to show me how to be still and how to trust him. And through varying situations with the bullying and me making extremely poor decisions into going into business with people that I didn't pray about, I didn't seek discernment, I didn't seek wisdom. It was all me, Aaliyah. I was so busy trying to be busy and trying to be more than I needed to be. That I was operating outside of God's will. That's the best way I can explain it to you. I was absolutely operating outside of God's will. So I very clearly in the chapter, I said I knew when God took his, just said, okay, you have at it. You know everything. It's all on you. And everything went awry. Everything went awry. Business failed. I ended up in bed for 2 weeks, absolutely depressed because I didn't listen to God. And that wasn't my gift and talent, which I found that out later on. I birthed quite a few Ishmaels, and God wanted me to wait on Isaac, and I didn't wait. Mm-hmm. I just was like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and do this because I want to do it. And it wasn't my gift, it wasn't my talent, and I didn't wait for his wisdom and discernment. And my chapter talks about all these different ways that God wanted me to learn to be still, but he took me through various valleys in order to make me be still. And it was tough. It was very tough. I will tell you, once I learned the lesson in New Jersey, which he had for me, he did deliver me back to Texas, and I was extremely happy. I was on fire for Jesus, bringing so many people to Christ. I was at church. I was at Bible study. I had a relationship. I didn't just have religion. I had a relationship with Jesus Christ. But as we know, when you are on fire for Jesus Christ, it appears that trials will come tenfold to distract you from the mission that Jesus Christ has you on. And in my chapter in Shift On, that's part of what I talk about as well. While I'm on fire for Jesus Christ, the devil was not pleased. The enemy was not pleased that I was walking in my gifts and my talents. So the enemy used a friend extremely close to me, someone who I had been friends with for over 13 years, to absolutely come in and try to destroy my marriage, my business, my children, my reputation, my home, my church life, everything. And it floored me. I went into a state of absolute depression. And I'm glad that May is Mental Health Month, because that's something that we don't want to talk about, but I just want to let people know that it exists. Depression does exist. Yes, I have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and I'm strong in Jesus Christ, and he pulled me out. But you do sometimes go into a place where you don't even know who you are, much less to be able to call on the name of God. And that's where I was for a very long time, for months, because I just was in shock and disbelief that somebody that I loved and cared about for all those years would actually plot against me for 4 years before moving in on trying to destroy my family, all while she has me praying for her family and her marriage. She was praying on mine. But I will tell you, God showed me and showed up so mighty that as I sit here this evening, I have no regrets. I am so thankful for what I learned about people in this process, about God in this process, about the promises of God, who I am in God, how he feels about me. And if that situation had not happened to me, it wouldn't have pushed me into my purpose, which is to encourage and uplift women, because I have a story to tell them. I was able to disciple to women because they knew, some knew what I was going through and some didn't. But the ones who didn't, I was able to disciple to them. And as we know, the best time to disciple is when you're going through something. It's easy to praise God when things are going well. But true discipleship is, will you praise God when everything you thought was real in your life, your friends, your business, your relationships, everything crumbles around you, but you still can praise God and bring other people to Christ? That is true discipleship. And that's why I had to go through this in my life. I was able to write other books, pour into other women, because I recognized what the enemy was trying to do. He used this woman so I wouldn't bless other women or let God work through me to bless other women. But what I did is I completely used everything that the enemy tried to destroy me to, and that's what's happened in this process. God took what the world perceived as my darkest hour, and he turned it into my greatest testimony. Because if the devil knew what I would be after the storm, he never would have messed with me. Because my gifts and my talents have made room for me. God did that for me. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful that I don't have to carry my gifts to the grave. I don't have to carry my gift of encouragement to the grave. I don't have to carry my writing to the grave. I don't have to carry helping broken women become healed through Jesus Christ to the grave. So I'm thankful. And even more so, Aaliyah, I have a different understanding and appreciation for the gift of forgiveness. Because I have totally forgiven everybody who was involved in everything that took place in order to destroy me, my family, my marriage, and my business. Now, do I have relationships with them? Absolutely not. But I'm comfortable loving people from afar because we're required to love people and trust God. Mm-hmm. That's what we're required to do.
Amen. You said something that's key. You said, I'm able to love them from afar, and you said, I've forgiven them. And so many times people don't understand why their blessings are here because they're walking in unforgiveness. I'm sorry, you tie God's hands when you walk in unforgiveness, but if you choose to forgive those people, if you choose to release them, because it's actually bondage for you, if you choose to love them rather than hate them or have some, you know, some feeling, some kind of way about them, I promise you got to say, baby, I got you. I got this. And he'll move forth and do everything that you thought you couldn't do. And you'll be able to love those people and they don't understand how you're capable, you know, but it's the love of who he is. It's who he is.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to pause. Keep that. Stay right there. I'm going to pause real quickly. We're going to pause for our sponsors. I want to thank each and every sponsor for the month of May for On Fire to Inspire. And I'm going to play a quick track, and then we have a couple more to add to that list. So just a few moments. On Fire to Inspire, I would like to graciously thank all of the sponsors for the month of April. Alexandra Townsend, the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Her awesome book is found at most bookstores online. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch is not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available, and music is also available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Unique Expression by Design. They're taking care of your custom products and business needs. Whether it's business or personal, they can bring your vision to life. Visit www.uniqueexpressionsbydesign.com. GEMS Inc., Girls Empowered, Mentored, and Supported, is a nonprofit organization that provides mentoring tools and workshops to assist middle school to high school age girls to deal with everyday life experiences by supporting them through mentoring, educating, and promoting awareness. Volunteer opportunities are available. Visit www.thegemsinc.org or email them at infogemsinc@gmail.com. Ross Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop for hair care and beauty needs. They take care of your natural hair, your twists, your locks, your relaxers, your braids, sew-ins. They do your lashes. Whatever it is you need, they have you and taking care of you. They're located on the inside of F&D Beauty at 1519 Highway 138, Southeast in Conyers, Georgia. Their phone number is 404-599-3712. We want to thank all of our sponsors and make sure you let them know that you heard it here on On Fire to Inspire.
We have a couple more new sponsors for this month. We have KJ Handyman. Give us a call. We repair it all. They take care of you, specializing in sheetrock, painting, flooring, gutters, lawn care, and more. Give them a call at 404-997-0816 and focusforulive.com. That's focus, the number four, ulive.com. They're an empowerment life coaching outreach with Rita S. Thomas. And then finally, PrintTar.com is your one-stop shop for business cards, flyers, magnetic signs, videography, photography, websites, and much more. They are here to take care of your print needs as well as they cover your events with videography and photography. That is PrintTara.com. Well, we are back to this powerful, powerful show with our special guest, Ms. Cheryl Williamson, and the topic is Don't Carry Your Gifts to the Grave. So thank you so much, woman of God, for joining us and just being such a blessing to us. I'm speechless on everything that you've shared, because so many times, again, we are stuck just existing, just living, just paying bills. But God says, I want you to live an abundant life, not while you're dead, but to live it now, live a fruitful life now. So I'm so honored that you are here with us, number one. And number two, I'm so honored that you were still enough to arise and walk in your gifts.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, it is such a blessing to understand your gifts and walk in them, because it's one thing to be in a place where you're like, ugh, it's Monday again. But when you understand and you're walking in your purpose, you say, woo, it's Monday. Hallelujah. You wake up with a smile. You wake up just joyous, joyful, and happy because you're walking. And there's a difference when you're living and versus existing. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree. And I will tell you, I'm excited every morning when I wake up. And sometimes in the middle of the night, the power of the gift that he is giving to me is so strong, I have to sleep with a journal beside my bed, because he's mm-hmm. given me nuggets as I'm mm-hmm. sleeping. And it's amazing to me just the power and magnificence of our Lord when he imparts to you what he has for you to do. Aaliyah, I will tell you, even right now, gifts after gift after gift, he placed in me about 2 weeks ago. He said, Cheryl, I want you to do a summit. And I said, Lord, I've never done anything like this. I don't know what to do. How do I do this? What do I do? And he said, it's on forgiveness. And just like I'm talking with you, that's how he was talking with me. And I said to him very clearly, and I've said it to a couple of people since then, I was like, Lord, that sounds stupid. Forgiveness summit. I said, I don't think that's going to be attractive to people, forgiveness summit. So Aaliyah, as I'm standing, he's like, be still, child. Everything you need is in your hand.
Yes.
And just like that, he said, what is the name of the third book that I just gave you? And it's Soul Reborn. And that is the name of the summit. That's where Soul Reborn came from. And I will tell you, the book came from the gifts that he gave me in words, in inspirations, and motivation to take me through the storm that I went through when I was dealing with the betrayal of friends and family, et cetera, during that time. I took all the motivations, quotes, and I put it in the book that he named Soul Reborn, that he gave me 2 weeks ago, became Soul Reborn Summit Tour.
Mm.
How God is that? There's nobody yeah. like him. And when I look in the mirror at myself, I'm like, God, I thank you. I thank you. I only see him. And even in the midst of my storm, I kept saying, God, the gift that I want after this storm, help me, God. Let people see you in me. Make me less and make you more. And I will tell you, I see that every day. I see it. I see it. I feel it. I feel his presence when I wake up. I feel his presence in the middle of the night when he pours into me all these things. And even the gift of that summit, Aaliyah, I know it's him because I felt like that was outside of my gifts. But I have to tell you, he placed everything and everybody around me to fulfill the gift that he placed in me. And that's a message for somebody tonight. God will align people around you to help you fulfill the gift that he has given you. And a lot of times you don't even have to seek them out. God will send them to you. When he places a gift in you that he does not want to go to the grave, he will surround you with people who will pour into you. And I will tell you, I know he will use even your enemies to bless you. He has used my enemies to bless me in this gift that he has given me. And only God can do that. There's no human being that can do that. Only God gives you the gifts to give to the world. So the book, Soul Reborn, the tour, Soul Reborn, it is only through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that this gift is coming to fruition to free women who are caught in captivity and bondage of their mind of past hurt, betrayal, mother wasn't there, father wasn't there. It's going to heal women. And I'm saying all this to say I had to go through what I had to go through in order to pull out this gift, in order for God to use me to bless his other daughters to pull their gifts out. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for that gift.
That is such a blessing, I tell you. You said something about your book, how it originated, and that's exactly how On Fire to Inspire, the actual book, came about. God was waking me up in the midnight hour, giving me words of encouragement, and my pastor called them empowerment nuggets. So when you said nuggets, I'm like, wow, she's really speaking my language. So
amen.
I was right on the light of my phone. I was putting them in my phone. It was like he was just downloading them. And that's how On Fire to Inspire, the book, was birthed out of Holy Spirit just giving me things in the middle of the night. And then the book was actually released May 31st, 2014, and I actually started the show December 9th, 2014. So I've actually been on the air as of yesterday, 17 months straight, no breaks, straight every single week. And I give God glory because it's nobody but him.
Amen.
You know, I've heard people say they started things, but they stopped, or they, you know, I even tried to do a replay for Thanksgiving, and the Holy Spirit gave me about 2 days prior. He said, what are you thankful for? And I said, okay, well, all right, Lord, I'm still praying. Well, which one do you want me to replay? And he kept saying, what are you thankful for? So finally, the day of, I said, which one am I playing, Lord? What is the replay? He said, you're not. You're going to do a live show called What Are You Thankful For? Because there are some people that need to hear that there's something to be thankful for, because there are some people where in the holiday season, you know, they kind of go through because they've lost loved ones or whatever. So that show empowered and just encouraged so many people. You know, the feedback was like, wow. And so I'm honored that God chose me to be the vessel that he uses.
Amen.
And I tell people,
amen.
This is his platform. I'm just a mouthpiece that he chooses to use, and I'm just a willing vessel that say, hey, okay, use me. You know, in the beginning, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to tell you a story. In the beginning, I was like, no. Hey, I'm a children's author. As you said before, you're telling him who you are and what you're not going to do. But he says, daughter, I know who you are because I want you. So I tell you. But this is what I want to do. I am feeling led that we're going to open up these phone lines, and we're going to see if someone has a question, if someone has a comment.
And guys, don't be shy tonight. I'm telling you, this is my sister from another mother tonight that has the heart of God, that's walking in our passions, that's walking in our gifts. So press 1 if you have anything to share, or if you have a question for either of us, press 1, because there's no dumb question. Your question, I'm sure someone else has. They just don't have the boldness to ask. So be bold. Press 1, and you will be live asking a question. If you don't feel comfortable saying your name, you don't have to. But I want you to press 1, because I am just feeling led that someone has a question or a comment. And let me check the chat, because sometimes they'll get a little shy and they won't say it online, but they'll actually post it. So I'm looking at that as well. Let's see here. Double checking. I know y'all not going to be trying to be shy tonight, but it's such a blessing to be able to hear someone say, yep, God can use me. Yes, he can. I raise my hand. He can use me, because I was one that was going to carry these gifts to the grave because I didn't know I was dead. I was the walking dead. So, yes. You know, it's an honor to hear that. So we actually have 2. Here we go. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live with Cheryl and Aaliyah. Where are you calling from?
Calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you this evening?
Good. God bless you, Sister Aaliyah.
God bless you.
Well, I just chimed in because I just wanted to share something that God placed on my heart regarding to what the woman of God was speaking about regarding depression. And so often we enter into depressions because we have allowed something, whether it's a person, a place, or a thing, to take the place of God in our lives. And because God said that we can't have any other gods before him, he frustrates that thing and brings us to a place where we're forced to let it go. And
yes.
In letting go of it, then we now reestablish our right position with God. So often we go through hurts, we go through pains, we go through disappointments, but it's just the undoing of the worldly things that we were taught, and God
yes.
trusts us to become the people that he's created us to be. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I'm in total agreement with you, my brother, because when I realized exactly what you said, that's when I was able to totally surrender.
Amen.
So I appreciate you for that word. I mean, it is crystal clear what you said. I was chasing the wrong things.
Amen.
In my heart, and my focus really wasn't on God. I thought it was, but I really wasn't. And until I got my heart and my mind right with God, that's when things really start. I really saw God for exactly who he was and who he is in my life. And that I don't have to feel those ways anymore, because total surrender will free you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know
if I can make a comment.
I don't want to be too overbearing. But, you know, when we look at Job and Job's dilemma as we read the account in the Word of God, that was exactly what Job was going through. He didn't want to remove his children out of a position that only God reserved. So he glazed over the issues of his children and the fact that they were partying and they were, you know, entering into debauchery and whatever else they were doing. And he would just get up early in the morning and he would make a sacrifice for them. But he reserved a place in his heart for his children that only God should have. So when Satan approached God about, you know, when God actually spoke to Satan about did he consider his servant Job, basically, you know, it was kind of like, well, there was an issue to be dealt with. But he glazed it over with the sacrifice. But the sacrifice wasn't really what God wanted. He wanted his heart. So he lost everything that he thought was there until he now entered back into his right position with God, and God gave him double.
Yes.
Amen.
And I can attest to that. And I thank you for that. That touched my spirit very, very deeply. And I thank you for that, because I fully recognize that. Because I had to have all of those things burned away. The people, the things, all of that, in order for me to have the relationship now that I have with God. And I am truly thankful. While going through it, no. But looking at it now, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful to the Lord for who he has evolved me to be through those storms, through the pain, through everything. I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I'd like to thank you guys for taking my call. Amen.
Amen.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. Who are we speaking with?
This is Apostle Harris from New Jersey.
Hi, Apostle Harris from New Jersey. Thank you so much for listening in tonight. We appreciate you.
Bless you.
All right. Well, we have one more, Cheryl, that has pressed one. Actually, we have more than one. All right, here we go. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who just joined us tonight?
Hello, ladies. Hi, this is Chantel Nixon-Clark from Louis, Missouri. How are you this morning, this evening?
Great. How are
we
you?
We are amazing. Blessed that you're on.
Yes, I have moved. I will tell you that this whole broadcast has been an amazing experience. It has blessed me in so many ways. It's imaginable. Tell everybody, a mentor needs mentoring. And first of all, you ladies have on tonight. It really, as if it awakened a sleeping giant. You touched on so many things. Loving people from afar, and people will judge you no matter what you do, good or bad. It's just so much that you have said tonight that just gives me peace. It honestly gives me peace because as mentors or encouragers or women of God, we endure so much with our family, our children, husbands, girlfriends, or with the business office, you know, and the words that you spoke tonight gave me that peace, letting me know that what I'm doing is right. And I thank God for the message. I thank God for the humbling message that was given to me because you just don't know how impactful this has been in my life. Just with the encouraging words, all of that, it's just been such a blessing. I thank God for you. I thank God for the message. I thank God for the hear this message.
Amen. Amen.
And what is
we thank God for you.
And then what?
Could you understand that, Cheryl?
Aaliyah?
Uh-huh.
It's Chantel Clark, and I'm from the Pink Angels Foundation in St. Louis.
You're in Missouri.
Chantel, we're so glad to have you on this evening, and we are so humbled that you took your time out and just know that God is able, he is available, and you don't have to wait around for people to slap you on the back and tell you that you're great. God has already placed that in you. So you need to move forward, stop waiting. The plans that he's already poured in you, stop waiting on another sign. Because in my spirit, I already feel that he's already given you the sign, telling you it's time for you to move on. But you keep saying, can you send me one more sign? Can you send me one more sign? Chantel, move forward. Step forward out of fear tonight in the name of Jesus and move forward in faith. Because God has already made the way straight for you. You just have to step out. Don't worry about the money. Don't worry about what it looks like. Move forward. The plan is there. You're not going to have everything all laid out, but I implore you, move forward.
Thank you, Lord.
Step out in boldness for what he is calling you to do.
Thank you, Lord. Only you
know what that is.
You know what your
gifts and your talents are because he has shown you. He's already shown you. You're not like the many people who are still waiting. I can feel that. You already know who they are. But you're in fear of what you think other people are going to say. Don't worry about the other people because it's always going to be other people. You are God's daughter. Move forward.
Yes, ma'am, and I receive that. I receive that in the name of Jesus. And I just, when you talk about the intimate relationship that you have with God, it's none like it. And I'm so glad to have to be in that position where I can say that now I have that intimate relationship with him. I can go to him in peace. I can call on him when I need to, and I receive every word that you have given to me, because that's needed. And I prayed and I prayed and I said, God, you have given me, breast cancer has been the cause, but now you have given me the platform to move forward, and I thank God for that word, and I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I thank
Amen.
You both. I thank you both. I thank
Amen.
You both. I thank you both. Thank you so
Amen.
Much. Thank you.
You are victorious. Put that on
yes,
your
you
mirror tonight. Put that on
yes.
your mirror tonight, and you need to look at it every day. You are victorious. You speak life over yourself. You speak words of affirmation. Daughter,
yes.
you are valued. You are appreciated. You are loved. You are a child of the King, and God wants to see you well. Move forward,
mm-hmm.
sister. Put that note up mm-hmm. on your mirror. Move forward. You are in victory mode. You are a survivor. You are a thriver. You are a doer. You are gifted. You are talented. Move forward. Move forward. Move forward. That's the message for you. Move forward. No more waiting. He's healed you. Move forward. Move forward.
Yeah. Chantel, he's already equipped you with every tool that
Amen.
He's given you. He's already been equipped, and he's already qualified you. Nobody else needs to validate you. Validate you. No validation needed.
Thank you, Lord.
You are already
Thank
qualified.
You,
Lord. You're validated. You've already been created with greatness. So let your light
Amen.
Shine and be called you to be. Amen. Well,
oh,
thank you
thank
so
you.
Much for dialing in and pressing one, because you just blessed
yeah,
us
ma'am.
Tonight with this sharing. And we will appreciate you
now. Now, so thank you guys. Enjoy your
Chantel,
evening. Love you.
Thank you so much. You are loved.
Chantel, what's your email address?
My email address is Chantel, Chantelle, at pinkangels, as ANGELS, foundation.org.
All right. I got something for
Amen.
You that the Holy Spirit can do. So
okay.
be watching your email, okay?
I sure
right,
will.
You
thank
so
you, guys. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Be
God
blessed.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
You as well, love.
All right. You ready for another one?
Yes.
All right. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. You are live with Cheryl and Aaliyah. Who do we have on with us tonight?
My God, powerful women of inspiration. You all are on fire for show tonight. This is Dr. Ed Womack, the Urban Leadership Strategist.
How are you?
I'm sitting here on the edge of my chair as I listen to the two of you share this evening, and I am just really grateful that I tuned in, because I'm actually at a point where I'm in a pretty good space, but we all, even the inspirer on occasion, needs to get that tank filled, and tonight I got a dose of uplift, so I thank you guys for that. And I actually have a question for Cheryl, because
okay.
you mentioned something that I recall going through in my journey back from broken, and you talked about how you had told God what you were going to do, and at one point in time you were actually, you know, like mad with him. I too have lived and walked through that, and thank God for his grace and mercy. I'm back now,
yes.
and I realize who's really in control. But could you put
yes.
a little meat on the bone about what that process was really like? Because you exposed it, but then you just kind of went past it. Because I think some people need to understand it don't just happen overnight. It's a process to come out of that funk. So could you share a little bit of what your process was like coming from or coming through that particular transition of not really trusting and believing him for his wonders and majesty, but getting to a point where you were totally reliant?
Absolutely. I spent a lot of time just being combative. I was lukewarm. In fact, in the book, I will share with you that I said, oh, I wasn't even going to church like I should. Every Sunday, I could have stood up as a visitor every Sunday because I wasn't reverencing God. I was mad at him, and I felt like I didn't have to really follow his teachings. And I was mad at myself for feeling that way, because I'll be very candid with you. I was telling my kids one thing, but I was living something else. It's kind of like, you know how they say Big Mama dropped the kids off at church, and then she'll go back home, and the kids are at church. That's how I was, because I was angry, very angry. And it took me a long time to get out of that place, and I made very poor decisions in that anger. I did things that I should not have done. I talked to people I should not have been in conversation with, because I was operating in my own power, or what I thought was my own power. And I think a lot of times we go through that, we don't even really know the power of God. And I will tell you, that's where I was. I felt like I knew everything. I was in control of everything. It was kind of like, oh, God, you know, I pray to you when I need something. Other than that, you take care of this, I have that, so on and so forth. But it took serious situations with my son being bullied, things with my husband's job, things with just not working out, poor decisions. My health took a toll, for me to really realize I'm not in control of anything whatsoever. It was a humbling experience. It was a place I had never been before. It was painful, because he wanted me. And I want to share this as well. A lot of times we feel that we're out looking for something. And I'll tell you, that's where I was. I was mad at him because I wasn't finding what I was looking for. I thought it was in my husband. I thought it was in shopping. I thought it was in all these different things. And I was mad at God because I still wasn't home. And I will tell you, the turning point came for me when I started going to BSF and we started studying Isaiah. And a light bulb went off within my heart and in my spirit that I have never experienced before in my life. And I realized then that the thing that I was looking for, it was God. That's the only thing that could make me whole. That's the only thing that could make me new. We come here with a void. And when I realized what that void was, that it was God, that was the life-changing moment for me. There's nothing that can fill me up like God. Not money, not my husband, not my children. Nothing can fill me like God. And I always felt like, oh, if my husband and my children, if something happened to them, I would die. And this is how I know that I changed too. And a lot of people don't like to hear you say this, but I'm going to be candid and I'm going to be real. When my relationship changed with Jesus Christ, that's when I knew if anything happened to my husband or my children, I would be all right. Because I belong to God. They belong to God. We only have them for a season. God is with us forever. And when I could fully take that in, I couldn't be mad at God anymore, because I knew him like no other. There's nothing higher or more valuable to me than my relationship with Christ. And when I finally realized that, that's when I realized I can't be mad at God anymore. Because he's the filler of my vision, my hopes, my dreams, my everything. I don't need anybody else or anything else but God. And when I truly surrendered and realized that, that's when everything changed for me. But it was a process, a painful process. But I made it through. And I know that if somebody on this call right now, you'll make it through too. You surrender.
My God, wow. That was a little more meat than I expected, but I'm so grateful. I got leftovers. Thank you so much. That was powerful. And I seriously embraced that, because that surrender to win thing, I just was not originally embracing that. And so thank you so much for the power and the usefulness of your gifts. and for just being an obedient and willing vessel. So thank you so much for sharing with us tonight.
Amen. I thank you so much for the question. It blessed me to be able to share that because, when you go back, when you move forward in life, sometimes you don't look back to see exactly where you came from. So I want to thank you because it took me to a place to remember when God had me first surrender to
Him. I could feel it. Praise God. Praise God.
And you know sometimes He'll make you surrender several times because my last test was these past 2 years where I had to surrender again. So I don't want anybody to get off the call thinking that it's a magic pill, that you won't go through anything after you surrender with Christ, to Christ, because you will. You will. As sure as we sit here on this phone tonight, God promised you that He would be with you. He didn't tell you that there would not be problems or issues. He promised that He would be with you through it. And that I know for sure. I wouldn't be here having this conversation had it not been for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My gifts probably would have been in the grave.
I know, right? Wow. Amen. Thank you so much. Wow. Just right. Amen. Thank you so much for both of you guys for having this message this evening, and I just really appreciate you and love you to life.
All right. Amen. We appreciate you. And Dr. Womack, we appreciate you. All right.
Absolutely.
Let's see. We had another caller. I don't see them anymore. They must have stopped pressing on. But if you had a question or a comment, press 1, because as you're seeing, these comments are being a blessing to others, but they're also blessing us because the encourager likes to hear this. We like, as encouragers, we like to hear the feedback, and it encourages us to be able to encourage you, and also it encourages us to hear that you're being encouraged. So, you know, we praise God for that. If you have a question or a comment, press 1 now, and we will bring you online with us. All right, we have one. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with Aaliyah and Cheryl. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hello, my name is Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda. What state are you calling from?
I am in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Hey, man.
Hey,
welcome.
Rhonda.
I'm sorry?
I said hello, Rhonda.
Hey, Cheryl. How are you?
I am blessed.
Amen, amen. Hey, listen, so here's my question. I have a question for both of you ladies. Ashley, it would be great to answer this because, you know, a lot of times when we are going through something and we do go through it, and even in the midst of our trials, the depression, our attitudes being adjusted, us learning how to surrender, I know Cheryl said hers was, you know, in the book of Isaiah, got hold of her, but you know, once you get that, a lot of times people will say, oh, my gosh, it seems so hard to make that transition. It's hard to be stuck and to be depressed and to be in that situation for so long. And, yes, I'm trusting God, but I'm having a hard time. So my question is kind of speak to those people who maybe their heart, you know, they're really, really trying to pull themselves out of that bad spot, but they're having some challenges. Maybe they don't have the support system they need around them to help them, to encourage them, to give them accountability. And I don't know if it's some things that you implemented daily that you started doing because, you know, sometimes we as humans, we try to jump in the pot wholeheartedly and do everything at the same time and become overwhelmed. We're trying to make a change that quickly. So I just was going to see if you, either of you ladies, had any processes that you were doing yourself.
I actually can speak on that a little bit. Rhonda, I'm a big believer in seeking out help when I can't dig out on my own. So when I was in the midst of my storm, I actually sought out a Christian counselor so that I could talk through where I was mentally. And that's one of the things. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So let me ask you this.
I was
going to
say that's, what'd you say, Rhonda?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was saying that is one of the things that I did. And the times that I was not able to get to the counselor, I did a lot of writing, praying, and meditating. And I understand exactly what you said when you said when people are not around, a lot of times people are going through their own situations, so they can't always be available to counsel and encourage you. So what I started doing was more fasting, praying, walking, spending quiet time with the Lord, and really listening. I mean, being totally, totally quiet. And a lot of times people don't believe in that. But when you are totally quiet, the Holy Spirit will speak to you in ways that you cannot even imagine. And it will guide you to resources that will help you move through situations that you don't even think you can make it through. And I have felt that way, that I didn't think I could make it through. I wanted to give up. I was tired of being frustrated, tired of being feeling humiliated, talked about, lied on, and all the things that go along with that. But I knew if I hung in there because of what God had already placed in me, I could make it to the other side. But I had to hang on long enough to see the other side. So through prayer, fasting, meditation, asking God to bring people in who would help me, and I don't like to really use the word pour in because in order to pour, you got to pour from an overflow. And a lot of times the people around you don't have an overflow, so they're giving to you from a deficit. So you got to be careful about where you're getting the encouragement and everything from, because a lot of times people don't have it to give. So we have to lean, trust, and depend on the Lord, and He will direct the resources that we need. And that's what happened in my case, what I have impressed upon other people, women, men who have reached out and said, how do I get to the other side in this?
I definitely agree. Just said, I definitely agree. When you find yourself in a place where you can't, you're just too down to even pray for yourself, then you have to just say, okay, God, I need you. And inwardly, you can be talking to Him inwardly. I need you to do this for me because I can't even talk to you out of my mouth. So I'm inwardly speaking to you from spirit to spirit because I'm a spirit being. So I'm speaking to you spirit to spirit. Show me what I need to do. And I heard the Holy Spirit tell me personally, submerge yourself in me. The Lord said, I need you to submerge yourself in me. So I got into my word. And I tell you, prior to going through those things, I didn't know I was religious because I didn't really have a relationship until I started going through. You know, many times you're raised in a church, you're going to church all your life. But until you go through some things, you really realize what you're working with. You know, I had faith. Don't get me wrong. I had faith. But I didn't have a true relationship. And so when I come into the oneness of who He is and understanding who He is, who I am, and who He's called me to be, because when you don't know who you are, anyone can tell you anything and take you anywhere.
Yes.
And so
yes.
I just tell you, I'm just in awe of Him, because when you just let Him do the work and stop telling Him who you are and start letting Him tell you who you are. Stop telling Him who you are and let Him tell you who you are. Because, see, we take on other people's opinions. It's not about their opinion. It's about His word for us. It's about what He's already spoken, because there's greatness already on the inside of you. You just have to understand. And this is one of the things that I asked God, because I didn't want to walk around with any unforgiveness. I didn't want to walk around with any residue or any scarring. So I said, God, heal me from the inside out and let me be a light for you. Heal me from the inside out, because I don't want scars. I don't want residue. Even though I've been through the fire, God, I don't want to smell like smoke. So, God, heal me from the inside out. And so, you know, when you get to that point of letting him do the work, really do the work, woo, girl, you can breathe and you can exhale and you can say, I got this because he got me. You know, so that's my take on it. So,
hallelujah.
Can we answer your
question? Yes, and but can I ask you one more question? Because Cheryl touched on something in the beginning of the conversation, and just so you know, I agree with everything that you ladies are saying. This has been a phenomenal show, and I do appreciate you dearly for your wisdom, for your faith, for your trust in the Lord. But she also touched on something earlier that, and I've heard this, and I've gone to counseling, and I've gone to Christian counseling several
mm-hmm.
times. But I have heard a lot of other people, and I think it's something that we need to address within our body, within the church body. But I've heard so many people that for whatever reason they believe that going to counseling is bad. And as a Christian, they believe if you go to counseling as a Christian, that means you don't have faith. But then they stay stuck where they are because they don't reach out and get the help they need.
Here's my take on that. If you have an ear to hear and you have the wisdom and God placed you in the path of someone that can help you, go. I don't care what man says.
Mm-hmm.
Man ain't there to give you a solution or a resolution. Then go where God leads you.
I agree with that 100% because if we look at it and if they think about it this way, we know that God is a healer. So we could look at it and say, well, I'm not going to the doctor, although he gave man the mind to become doctors.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to go to the
mm-hmm.
doctor. You see what I'm saying? You can look at
mm-hmm.
it that way. But people go to the doctor. People go to the dentist. God puts these things, he makes these things available to us. And he wants us to seek out counsel, wise counsel. Seek wise counsel. So we need
yes.
to make sure that we are speaking life into the people who have that mindset of, oh, if I go to a counselor, that means that I don't have faith.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
have faith, but I have discernment, and I listen to what God mm-hmm. tells me. And when he says, Cheryl, this is our plan, this is our strategy, you need to see this Christian counselor in order to bring you back to get you to where I'm taking you, I'm going to go to the counselor.
Amen.
And that's the thing. We got to get past. We're so, and we talked about this earlier. That's the thing. We are so concerned about what everybody has to say, and we can't ever get well because we're so concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not going to go to the counselor because so-and-so going to see me. Well, they
mm-hmm.
see you a mess. They see
mm-hmm.
you walking around a mess. And it was so funny because the other day I was talking to a lady and I said, there's so many that people that walk around and they pretend to be publicly blessed and they are at home mess.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody sees them walking around in public. Everything is great. Public blessed,
mm-hmm.
private mess.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to get help.
Yes.
The worst thing we can keep doing is pretending that everything is fine when it's not. You can't grow like that. You
yeah.
can't be everything that God is calling you to be
yeah.
when it's messy. And we know God
mm-hmm.
does not operate in mess. He puts us
mm-hmm.
in situations in order for us to get the help that we need. And I'm thankful to God for everything that he's doing in the lives of all of us.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Situations to get
mm-hmm.
the help that we need, whether it be through a counselor or through a friend who is filled with the Spirit, who can speak into you
yes.
something that's been imparted from God in order to give to somebody else. And that's what we're called to do. We're called to bless and share the gifts that God has given us, even if it's the
mm-hmm.
gift of conversation. This is a gift
mm-hmm.
tonight that God has
mm-hmm.
given us. And
I
we
agree.
Thank you, Sister Rhonda, for your question.
Yes. Thank you
so much. You're
blessing.
Welcome.
Yes, yes, yes. Rhonda, we have another caller. Welcome to All Fire Inspire. You are live with us.
Hi, this is Vincent out of Duluth.
Hi, Vincent.
How you doing?
Great.
As I was listening, one of the biggest things I see as far as religious folk or in, you know, Christianity, so to speak, that we don't always like to claim certain things. We don't love, well, I'm not claiming that. I don't have that. But I've come to a realization you have to be real with yourself. You have to be able to identify a situation, identify what you're going through in order to deal with it. You know, so
yes.
For all those that want to stay religious and stay, you know, I'm not claiming this, I'm not claiming that, be real. You know,
exactly.
You have to be able to call out what it is. You have to be able to identify it. Once you've identified it, then call it out. You can cast this out, cast that out, but if you can't identify, what are you speaking to?
Exactly. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And I thank you for your encouragement as well. I'm sorry. I thank you for your encouragement as well as far as the word. And, you know, even in me using my gifts, I know I need to step my game up even with that. I'm not really concerning myself as far as what other people think. Just, you know, be obedient unto God and use the gift that he's given you. And walking it, because there are people out there that need to hear it, that I'll be shorted if you don't.
Yeah,
that is, you said a mouthful, and that's the thing. There are so many. The world is waiting on your gift. What you have to give to the world, somebody is waiting on.
Mm-hmm.
So step out in it tonight. Don't wait, because you know
Amen.
The next second is not promised.
This is true.
Amen. Amen, amen. Well,
thank you
so much for dialing in tonight and listening with us. We appreciate you, and thank you so much for pressing one and sharing.
Not a problem. Love you guys. Have a good night.
Love you too. Have a good night. I tell you, Cheryl, I told you this was going to be a powerful show tonight. I tell you, this is such a blessing. But guys, it is, we are over the time. But you know, one good thing about having your own network is you're not confined to time. And I just tell you, I'm blessed for that, because so many people are healed and free just by being able to be flexible. You know, when you're able to be, let God just do him. You know, okay, God, what is it that you want to do today? You know, so one of the things I did today, the Holy Spirit said, you can really do an impromptu Periscope. So this morning I heard the Lord say, someone needs a reminder that I am their strength, that the joy of the Lord is their strength. So I got on Facebook Periscope, and I did that. And several people were like, oh, my goodness. And then I had others that said, it kept locking up. I said, I understand what that is, and I speak to it, and we're going to have a powerful show tonight. So
Amen. Whoever
that was this morning, the joy of the Lord is your strength, and start speaking and declaring and decreeing what you want to see, and stop saying what you're seeing. I learned that from my Apostle Zoria. I praise God for her kingdom works in the national ministries. She says, start speaking what you want to see. Start seeing yourself intentionally at the end result of what you want to see, and speak what you want to see versus what you see. She said, if you continue to speak what you see, you're going to continue to get what you're getting. I was like, wow.
Amen.
So if you're also, as you're, you know, in those places, you're getting the word of truth. You're being fed, not just religion, but getting the word of truth from, you know, the vessels that God is using. And that'll also help you, because if you're not fellowshipping with the saints, you're not getting fed, because see, your spirit man needs to be fed just like your physical body. So if you're not feeding your spirit, then how are you going to come out of this? You can't. But God says, I've already equipped you. I've already made you. You are greatness. When you look in the mirror, I want you to see the word greater tattooed across your forehead. You are great, and I want you to see yourself as such. But we're walking around based on obstacles and situations and circumstances. Oh, woe is me. No. Arise and do what he's called you to do. Shake yourself off, because it's time to walk in the greatness that you are.
Your gifts aren't for you. Your gifts are to be a blessing to many. And so tonight, Cheryl has truly been a blessing to many, sharing her gift of encouragement, which is a gift of exhortation. And I praise God for you tonight, Cheryl.
I thank you for allowing me to be on this evening. I feel so blessed, refreshed, renewed in the spirit, and I am ready to move forward and do everything that God is asking me to do for his will and for his glory.
Amen, amen. Cheryl, tell us how we could follow you as far as, you know, how do we follow you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? How do we follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram on Cheryl P.W. Speaks. That's on Twitter and Instagram, Cheryl P.W. Speaks. On Facebook is Cheryl Pelote Williamson. And then on my fan page, it is Cheryl Pelote Williamson, author. I would love to have you there in any of those locations. And then we also have a group, which is Blessings Business and Collaborations, and we would be honored to have you there. We collaborate there. We share the word of God unapologetically. So if you're in that group, we're going to be praising God. So get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, because we praise God in Blessings, Business, and Collaborations. So I look forward to connecting with all of you. I pray and ask that you move forward and share the gifts that God has placed in you. And do not wait for people's permission to do what God is calling you to do when you know clearly what he's asked you to do. Be bold, move forward, be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen. And one last thing, how do they get a copy of your books that you have?
They can go to Words from the Spirit. From the Spirit is sold anywhere that books are sold, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Lifeway Christian Bookstore. For Shift On, they need to go to my website, which I will send that information directly to you, for the Shift On book. And Soul Reborn is not released yet, so please, everybody, stay tuned for that. Soul Reborn will release in June, and I am very excited about it. It's motivations, inspirations, and encouragement that the Lord placed on my heart in order for me to get to the other side. And for that, I am just so grateful and so thankful. And I look forward to being in touch with everybody. I will be praying and asking God to lift up everyone who was on this call tonight. Thank
Amen.
You for being here.
And Cheryl, you made me think of one last thing you said. You don't need permission. I posted something about a month or two ago, and I said, unapologetically be the unique person that God has called you to be. He's called you to be. You don't have to apologize for who you are because he knows who he created. You just need to be you. So, and if other people have a problem with your greatness, guess what? That's their problem. You are worthy
exactly.
of everything he called you to be. So thank you so much for sharing your gift tonight. And we definitely got to have you back, especially once after you release this book and be able to tell us about the conference and all this good stuff.
I would love to. It would be my privilege, my honor to be with all of you. Everybody be
Amen.
Blessed and walk in your gift, walk in your purpose, move forward, and be who God has called you to be, unapologetically, be you.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you guys, this has been a powerful, powerful show tonight with Mrs. Cheryl Pelote Williamson. I tell you, she's been such a blessing. And so share the broadcast, share the recording. It'll be up and available shortly. Make sure you share it with someone because someone needs to hear that they're sitting on their gifts and it's time for them to arrive and move forward. There is greatness in you. It's time to stop existing. It's time to stop procrastinating. It's time to stop delaying the process of moving forward. And it's time to stop giving excuses. No more excuses. It's time to rise and it's time to move. Move with momentum, be intentional, and be spontaneously you. who God has called you to be. Be you, be the unique you He's called you to be. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. We are here each and every week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can purchase On Fire to Inspire books on Amazon or Kindle. The e-book is also available on those outlets. And then the audio book is also available with Third Heaven Silence and all the music in the background. And I do all 26 pieces vocally, and they play the music. So email us if you want the audio book. Email us at onfire2inspire@gmail.com. I tell you, there's greatness on the inside of you. I need you to arise and let it flow. You are a lifelight, and it's time to let your light shine. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I'll see you next week. Tell your friends, tell your family. Let them listen to the broadcast, and we'll see you again next week. Love you guys. You have a blessed one.